Island Customer Support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
What was that again?
I said thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Arterius, and can we begin with your zip code?
My zip code's 19134.
Thank you. Give me 1 second, please. Hang tight for me, please.
What was that?
Can you hang tight for me?
Sure.
All right, thank you. All right, and it's right here. All right, ma'am, what's your name?
My name is Ruthanne Smith Cooper.
All right, thank you. I'm just waiting on your account information to come up. One second. All right, Ms. Cooper, thank you for your patience. All right, this is what we got going on, ma'am. You said that last name is Cooper?
Smith Cooper.
Smith Cooper, thank you. Ms. Cooper. Yes, ma'am, I did find the account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
2770 Martha Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
All right, thank you. And you, give me 1 second. All right, this is going on. This account was created April the 1st with the shipping fee. I'm sorry, ma'am. That's not a shipping fee. This is due to that contest entry, Ms. Ruthanne. When you entered into that contest for that mixer, it stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other subscriptions, and that subscription was a meal plan app that came through to your email, and that app focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, carb cravings.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what it is. I want to cancel that.
All right.
And I need a refund into my account, please.
All right, I'll look into them both. I did want to let you know that with these products, hold on 1 second. I want to let you know this, man. With that mixer, I can get you this. I can get you $20 taken off of it and still have you in the running to win that mixer if you didn't. If you think you can stay subscribed.
No, I can't. I don't care about the mixer. I don't want this. This program, I can't afford this program. They sneak it in on you, and you don't realize what you're doing. When they say you pay $2 shipping and $1.95 for the mixer, and they sign up for that, and then they nail you with this program.
Give me 1 second, man.
There's not a freaking word about a program when you're filling this thing out. This pisses me off.
Hold on 1 second, please.
It's false advertising.
All right, man, it is unfortunate, but I want to let you know this. I got your cancellation code ready, and it'll verify you called in today and had the account canceled, and that will take effect immediately.
Yeah, well, it was already canceled. It was taken out, and then it was put back in again, and then it was taken out again. And I want to make sure it's taken out for sure this time.
Yes, ma'am. On here is it showing the April 1st charge. I'm sorry, the April 2nd charge, and that was for $59.89.
Yes, take it off, please, because I want it refunded into my account.
All right, and like I stated, these accounts aren't normally refunded, man, due to it being a membership fee, but I can get you 35% of that in your...
No, I want the whole thing. I did not sign up for this on purpose. This was slammed at me.
So you're saying even if I can get my supervisor to get you up, say, 50%,
would
that help?
No, I want all of my money back.
All right. Even though it's stated in terms and conditions how the account will be billed?
Listen to me. It was taken out before I even read the goddamn terms and conditions. So put it back in, please.
Ms. Ruthann, I promise you, I hear you, ma'am. But the most that I can get you up to is a 50%.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
A 50%.
No, it has to be 100%, or I'm sicking the bank on you.
All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second, please. Hold on, Ms. Cooper. Let's see.
Take the damn money before people even read your goddamn terms and conditions. And it says if you go to the website, I didn't even go to your damn website.
One second. All right, ma'am. I was able to go in and get that cancellation code, which would verify that you got the account fully refunded and canceled. I'm sorry. And if you're ready for that cancellation code, I got it for you.
1 second, please.
Very well. Not a rush. Let me know when you're ready, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
All right, it's C, as in Charlie.
Okay.
9205.
What? Wait a minute. 9205. Go ahead.
05.
Go ahead.
04. 746.
746.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're going to give me the whole thing back.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll get that information to your email also.
I appreciate that so much.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am, thank you, and I thank you for calling the customer support. That's all the help you need.
Thank you, that's it.
All right.
As long as I get my money back.
Yes, ma'am, and it will be within 3 to 5 business days. You will be fully refunded and canceled out.
It should go back in now.
And let me let you know this, then. When I send it through, you can contact your bank. And your bank or your credit card company, because they'll have it then, and you can speak with them about letting it go before before that time.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, you were canceled and refunded.
All right. Can I get an email?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to send it now.
Okay.
And you'll see that cancellation code. Give me 1 second. And what that refund amount was for. 1 second. All right, you'll see that information soon, ma'am. Hold on, let me see if I can get it to you while you're on the line. All right, I sent it. Then let me know if you feel like I need to send it again.
I have it, but it doesn't give me the amount that's going to be refunded.
It's not saying it. Those charges should have let you know that the charges were voided, and it produced a transaction ID number for that void that I can give you, and you can share it with your bank, and they'll be able to tell you, like, yes, we do see that refund. I know you probably tried to write down numbers.
I don't have a cancellation number on this email. There's no number on this email.
All right. Do you see that the charges were voided?
I see. Thank you for using our meal planning app. This email is informing you that your subscription has been canceled and any future charges have been canceled effective immediately as per your request. If you have any questions about the cancellation of the subscription or if you would like to reactivate the same in the future, please feel free to contact customer service. There is no number on this email.
Understood. But you will refund it. You will fully refund it.
And there's no amount refunded notification either on here.
All right. I can get that word to my superiors and they'll
That should be on there.
Get that
the amount
information
should be on
you.
There. Yes, it should be on there. The amount of money that's been returned.
So you're not seeing that neither?
No, it's not on there.
All right. With that cancellation code, we'll verify. But I get word to them that you're trying to get the. You want it sent to your email, that confirmation, right?
That's correct.
All right. Hold on 1 second, ma'am. Make sure I got all the information from you that I need. And that'll be it. And I do thank you for being patient, ma'am. Nay. Hold on 1 second, ma'am. Hold on 1 second, ma'am. All right. I'm just making sure, Ms. Smith, that I have everything in your file so your refund can go through, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So just bear with me a couple seconds, please.
I'm here. I'm waiting.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, I got word to my superiors to get that cancellation information sent to your email and what that refund amount is for, and what you'll see it in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there any more information that you think I need from you, ma'am?
No, but I'd like an email right now.
All right, I can't tell you how soon or late they'll get that email to you, ma'am. If you wanted to stay on the line until you got that email.
I'll wait.
Yes, ma'am. No, I was asking. Because I don't know how long that could be.
I'll wait.
All right. Wait 1 second. It's not at 9. Right, ma'am. So you're saying you want that cancellation right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, ma'am. right, give me 1 second, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we got you taken care of, Ms. Ruth Ann. And you said that you were going to wait until you, it could be 5 minutes, it could be an hour.
Ms. Well, can you call me back then when it's ready?
Let me make sure I got your information. Yes, ma'am. And I'll make sure that I do that. Hold on 1 second. Yes, ma'am, I'll get it to like midday and I give you a call back. And if I worked in that part, in that department, I can give you a more, you know, concrete answer. But I don't work there. I can get this message to them and they'll let me know when everything on the account is squared away. I just need your got one more thing, then I can let you go, ma'am. And I do thank you for your patience. All right. I will get that to you. You stay here with me, ma'am?
I'm here.
All right. I will get that to you, ma'am. As soon as I, my superiors get it done, they'll message me back, and I'll call you, and I'll give you that. I'll let you know that that information is on your email.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I thank you for your patience also, ma'am. You have
a good
day. All right.
You do the same.
Thank you. Bye. All right, Ms. Cooper.